This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 92.9thegame.com. Check out the website if you haven't been there lately. Also, you can take us with you in the Odyssey app. It's Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning. It's the third day of May. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to all of you beautiful people in Lithonia.
All right.
In Lithonia.
For folks out in Lithonia, out there in DeKalb, hope everything is well. We got some rain that's on the way to the area. You just want to keep an eye on the sky, and hopefully it'll do what it's going to do and blow through in time for Braves to play the Dodgers later on today.
If we could jump into a DeLorean mm-hmm. and go back in time,
yep.
There was, I'm sure, a party in Harlem on this date. I don't know what year, I don't know when it was, but I guarantee you these two dudes were in Harlem at the same time. And people threw them a party. I had no idea these guys had shared a birthday. But could you imagine being at this birthday party back in the day? Sugar Ray Robinson and James Brown.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you know they shared the same birthday?
I did not know they had the same birthday. But and there's mutual admiration there because at one time, James Brown aspired to be a boxer. I mean, it's part of the footwork. He always mm-hmm. would say, I got this fast footwork, you know, and something. So at one time, he aspired to do that.
And probably what Sugar Ray was his dude. We talked about Ali earlier. That was right. Ali's dude.
Right.
He didn't want to be Joe Louis. He wanted to be Sugar Ray Robinson.
Yep. Somebody that had the moves that he had and made it look the way that it looked. So, yeah.
You got to. And the most famous picture. Well, I think there's one of Willie Mays, too. Leaning up against the Cadillac. No, it was Sugar Ray. I think it was Sugar Ray Robinson, too. Mm-hmm. In Harlem, leaning up against the Cadillac where the kids are playing stickball. Around them. I know there's one from Willie Mays too, but yeah, just I remember that was a Life magazine picture that one of their 50th anniversary or whatever, 60th anniversary ones, and that was a shot that was in there. And by the way, you take those two, and they also share a birthday. You'd like to see if he showed up at this party too. That was Bing Crosby. His birthday.
It's his birthday.
Bing used to hang out with Louis Armstrong.
Right.
So ain't no telling, right? No telling.
Of course, had his big golf tournament for many mm-hmm. years.
That was
Crosby Clam Bake, Pebble Beach.
Is there any more golf tournaments named like individual?
There's so many of them that had them back then, right?
Yeah, Sammy Davis had one.
You know, absolutely. Andy Williams. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of them that fixed their name to different ones. And some of those tournaments still go on without their names on them. They still play Hartford.
I think maybe Arnold's probably the only one.
Well, he's different. He was an actual golfer.
Right, but I'm saying.
Yeah, but those only... are, yeah, a lot of entertainers that had their names on it.
Right.
You know, and even in Memphis.
Bob Hope.
Bob Hope, Desert Classic, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you had a lot of them that did that.
Yeah. Once they passed, the family said, yeah, we don't need to throw money at this anymore.
The Crosby ended up in North Carolina.
How'd that happen?
I think there's a mixing away with Bing's wife, and so she brought the Crosby Clam Bake up to North Carolina.
Okay.
A place called Bermuda Run. And a lot of B-list actors would still come up there and play it. Your Chad Everett, your McLean Stevensons, folks like that would come. Really?
I'm just saying the two names that you pulled out.
But I'm just saying they would come out and they would play some and play. You know, they have a weekend.
Didn't Clint have one up there? What's the Pebble Beach one? Was that?
That's out in California.
No, but I mean, who was there a name attached to that? It was just Pebble Beach. I thought it was so and so Pebble Beach.
No,
and then there was the Pro Am.
But it was right there because it was near Carmel, which is near.
That's where Clint played.
Eastwoods.
Yeah.
It was Mayor, you know. So that was the attachment to that one.
And today was the day, as I was just droning on earlier about Spider-Man and being cut out of it, but today was the day the first one premiered.
Okay.
Of the movies with Tobey Maguire. So that was on this date, 2002.
Oh, man.
I know, right?
Yeah.
So, all right, coming up, 10 o'clock hour, we're going to talk to Jason Longshore. He's going to join us, get it set for Atlanta United. They're taking on Nashville, pre-kick at 1:30, kick at 2:30. And listen, Jason has earned his stripes this season because he used to come out. It's like when Skip and the Braves announcers during those years before they got good had to come on every 162 games of trying to keep you focused on a team that you know wasn't going to be out of, if not the bottom of the division, close to it.
Those guys had to work. They did.
Well, yeah, of course they do, man.
They really had you look back now and you appreciate it.
And were entertaining.
Yeah, very much.
But that's
you would tune in for that sometimes. You knew what you were gonna get for the game. You tune in for that.
Well, Skip would give you little nuggets and he'd walk right up to the diving board.
Right.
And then, you know, mention, well, I was on Emmanuel's yesterday and saw so and so and they stumbled out.
Yeah.
Ball outside.
Right.
He'd do some stuff.
You would tune in for it though.
Anyway, what's going
this? Thankfully, the team's better now.
Now that the dust has settled, the draft's behind us, and there's speculation about who's going where and what's going on in other teams, forget about them. Right now, locally, down the street, what are the conversations as we sit here and speculate that's going on in these offices as these guys get ready to head up to Flowery Branch in July for training camp and things that they need to address, maybe a phone call or two to make, see if this person's interested as a free agent? What do you think they're talking about right now?
I mean, right now it's just getting everybody, you know, in place and get the younger players, the new players acclimated. And then you pick up where you left off last season. Have you seen enough of your quarterback? We saw some things, a small sample size at the end of last season. Have you seen enough of Michael Penix to know that for sure he is what we hope he's going to be? We hope he's going to be. We like what he showed us, and we hope that he can pick up from where he left off and carry forward. I think those are some of the questions that you have, and all you're going to and how much of that do you really solve during the preseason? Because think about how much time players who are going to play with this team didn't play in the preseason. Yeah. So I mean, right? So how many answers do we get during this time? Actually,
so
and the thing is to get some people who may not have been healthy last season, get them healthy, and keep them that way. You know, so to me, if this coaching, you know, coaching regime and front office has decided the way they handled the preseason last year is the way they'll handle the preseason this year.
Maybe they won't, because it's a work in progress. It's only been a couple of years of this. So really, what we're talking about here is the chess match that the coaching staffs do with this limited amount of preseason. You don't want to show your hand, right? You want to keep these guys healthy.
That's the thing. You got to put them in bubble wrap and get them to the starting gate.
Really?
You got to get them to the starting gate, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, you want some time on the field. You want everybody to get acclimated and that type thing. You know, you may do that more in your control scrimmage. Remember last year we had the control scrimmages before we had the preseason games. Maybe you put more premium on those than you do the actual preseason games. And so, you know, you just preserve your people. You know you're going to be your frontline folks. Your frontline folks, you're going to take care of them, get them on the field during practice, and then want them there when you start the season. Because this is the big season not only for the team but also for the front office. We got to deliver.
Yeah.
We got to deliver this year. So, I mean, that's the thing when I think about the Falcons. We can talk about what we hope for. We got to know we got to go in and compete with Tampa Bay for this division title this year. That's anything less to me would be you know, a letdown. And so you would question the whole process of what we've gone through to get to this point.
The problem, my problem,
yeah,
with what we would see, even if it were a full preseason, We don't know what kind of hunger and what kind of heart these guys are going to have that are bringing to the defense. We can see what a new quarterback or a different quarterback is bringing in, and the coaching staff can see what sort of power he's got in that arm and see a little bit about what's going on with the running staff. But we won't see, because you're not going to have this guy's unleashed. Jalen Walker's not going to be unleashed in preseason, and neither is Pierce. You won't know until those games start what you got there. You won't know what you got as far as the safety with Xavier Watts. That's the issue I was saying as far as you really can't see. I can't see it. People who follow the sport and the coaches, they know what they're looking for.
They know what they're looking for.
They know what they're looking for.
And want to see how well they retain what they're doing, how well they learn and get acclimated to the game at this level, to the pace of this game, what they need to learn at this level. I think those are the things you're going to watch and judge them on. And so, we won't know until we actually get them on the field in actual games, but we get a chance to go up to Flowery Branch. You get a chance to watch him and see it develop.
When's the last time you saw a team spend so much time on one side of the ball like this Falcons team? Or the Falcons, when's the last time they've done this? I mean, the only offensive player they took in the draft was a lineman.
Right.
But, I mean, that's what was needed. But I'm saying, when is the last time you've seen this? And, by the way, also address some things, not that they did it for our sake, but what has been permeating as far as conversation around here for the last few years. It's like somebody opened the window up out there flying. Oh, that's what they've been saying. Oh, you want an edge rusher. Okay, yeah, let's see if we can find one.
And you got one that's actually, connected in a product of the University of Georgia. After seeing all those guys up in Philadelphia win a Super Bowl, you say, well, can't we just get one?
Keep one right here.
Can't we just get one? And so that's the thing that we like about what they did with the draft, and we can't wait to see it all on the field. Can't wait to see it.
How are you feeling about what's happening in New Orleans or not happening in New Orleans? I'm just saying, we focus on Carolina. You figure Bryce Young's going to be better this year, and that team's going to be a little bit better. They showed some signs of life at the end of last year, right? And then Tampa Bay is what they are. But they going into the season in New Orleans with Derek Carr and something new, I don't know what to think about what's going on there around the corner. So as far as Falcons fans, that's one hurdle you feel like you're better than.
As long as we beat them twice, I don't care what's happening down there. I'm kind of like John Fricky when it comes to New Orleans. As long as we beat them twice, I'm good. That's all I'm feeling about that, But just matter about I want our guys to get everybody in and some people that we didn't get a chance to see a lot of last season because of injuries to see them healthy. I think that's what you want to see, and you just want to see a continuation. For Michael Penix Jr., you want to see that, you want to see him be that quarterback that we saw, have the confidence. You know he can make those throws. He's shown us that. But just to do it from the top of the season and lead this team forward is what I can't wait to see.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. We got to get on out of here. I was actually inviting Noel to get in here. Uh-oh. But I'm hesitant to throw out something that has just been discussed. It's one of those barbershop kind of things. But when the first snap happens with this season, is Kirk Cousins on the roster? Can you definitively say yes or no? Because as far as that I hesitate only because I don't know what dominoes are going to look like once Pittsburgh makes a decision one way or another with Aaron Rodgers. And if they don't, then people might come reaching for this dude. I don't know. So I'm throwing that out there. You guys got any thoughts?
I think we haven't talked about how much the Aaron Rodgers thing played an impact on really how quarterbacks were picked in
this draft.
It's still having an impact on the league in a number of ways.
Yeah. I mean, waiting on that domino to fall
It's going to be more, though. Whatever decides, Pittsburgh is going to decide what happens for the rest of this offseason, I believe.
Right. Yeah, I agree. I agree.
And that includes what's happening up here in Flowery Branch with Kirk Cousins.
Right. And if they take Rodgers, then Cousins is probably here until somebody needs a quarterback due to injury. But that will more than likely happen.
Mm-hmm.
So does he start the season? Yes. But I think the real question is, does he finish the season as a Falcon?
Yeah. I don't believe that happens.
Yeah, and again, they can speculate on so many other places. But anyway, just curious about that. All right, let's, as we sit and wonder what's going on with the Falcons, we can think about Arthur Blank's other team. That's Atlanta United. And, Jason Longshore's coming on here. And I believe Jason's got some answers. And rest in peace, Ruth Buzzy. Yeah, I just saw that. Sam's going to pick her up. You got to be a certain age to know who Ruth Buzzy is. But She had comedy locked down for a little while. Anyway, passing, was she 88, something like that? Up next, Jason Longshore, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, third day of May. You hear that music, you know it's time to talk soccer with our own Jason Longshore. I just sent I just told Noel wanted this video, and I talked about this a few weeks ago. This band is incredible. I'll talk about it the next segment. But you going to Vegas, don't look for lounge acts anymore. The best ones are on the street. I just sent one of them guys outside of a CVS next to the Flamingo Hotel, and it... Hopefully we can play it here soon. But Jason, as we welcome you this morning, thank you and you again. Throughout the show, we have asked our guest, because today is one of those days where a bucket list event is taking place, and that's the Kentucky Derby. My question to you is that one of yours, or give us one of those that you haven't been to you'd kind of like to go to?
I think it's coming here next summer, but go ahead.
Oh, well, yeah,
there's a couple of big ones next summer that okay, I'm going to hopefully be involved in some form or capacity. World Cup semifinal here in Atlanta, never been to one of those. World Cup final at MetLife, never been to one of those. Kentucky Derby is cool. I lived in Lexington, Kentucky when I was in middle school and my first 2 years of high school. So not quite Louisville, but close. So I got a feel for what that's like, and it's totally unique. You know, when you're there in the state and in the vicinity and in kind of the horse racing industry, like, it is an entire week of activities. It's a huge deal. Never had the chance to go. It'd be cool. You know, I definitely wouldn't turn it down, but it's not like on my bucket list of something I'm going to pay an obscene amount of money for.
My thing is, and you brought up something that I'm actually curious about, when you talked about what's going to happen next year, and you said it very confidently as if you'd be able to get tickets to that, whether it's the final or anywhere else you wanted to go while the World Cup's here in North America. Can you buy tickets to the final now?
Not yet.
That's what I was curious about. Like,
you got to be in a lottery or something, though, don't you?
Yeah, I think the process is going to start late summer, maybe early fall, for tickets being available to whatever that process looks like. And I'm not 100% sure clued in on how that's going to go. I know there are tickets that are popping up on resale sites. I saw that this past week, and do not buy them. One, they're crazy high expensive, which they probably will be in general. But right now, nobody has tickets. Nobody has any guarantees to tickets. So don't buy tickets on a resale site for World Cup next year.
A public service
Wait
announcement.
Until they're actually available.
Public service announcement from our own Jason Longshore.
There we go.
Helping out the audience there. All right, man. Listen, we gave you praise earlier. We said that you have done yeoman's work trying to bring the positive this season when it comes to this team, and they get ready to go up against Nashville today. 1:30 pregame kick at 2:30. Tell us about this matchup today and the chances of these guys getting the win.
You gotta find something here if you're Atlanta United. I mean, this is a team that's more talented than its record. It's a team that, you know, early in the season we talked about they're producing chances, they're not giving up that many, things aren't going their way, that'll turn. I think the problem is, and this is something that is really hard to quantify in sports, and, you know, we've all been trying to have this conversation and explain it, because you're not going to find it in a stat sheet. You're not going to find it in a set of numbers in a spreadsheet that comes out of a game. To me, when you have the extended run early in the season where you're playing well but not being rewarded for it, and that's sports, right? It happens. You know, that's why we love this, because it is unpredictable. Well, when you have a long run like that, sometimes you lose confidence. You lose just your center in terms of, you know, being able to stay patient and handle adversity. And sometimes you press too much and you start trying to do too much. Sometimes you get kind of paralyzed by anxiety a little bit of, you know, something's going to go wrong. And that's what I've seen in these past two, maybe three games, where the team has not looked mentally the way that they did earlier in the season. And that's a hard thing to snap out of. Sometimes you can do it just because the game takes you there. Sometimes you get a fortunate bounce. You get a deflected goal early, and that gives you a jolt of confidence. Sometimes your goalkeeper, Brad Kazan, makes a couple of big saves. That gives you confidence. The fans can give you that boost of energy. There's so many different things just in the course of a match that can change your mental state in it. But Atlanta's got to find whatever that is. Can you change it with, you know, lineup? Can you change it with formation? Can you change it with a tactic early on? They've got to find something to be in a better place mentally, especially from a confidence perspective, against the team in Nashville that is going to be feeling very confident after scoring 7 goals last week. Now, you go back and you look at it, and you look at the 7 goals, it's not like they created 7 goals out of thin air with free-flowing soccer. It was a couple of penalties, which they created, but it's penalties, it's set pieces, and then they took control and they dented Chicago's confidence. Game state plays into it too. But Nashville will be feeling good. Atlanta needs to find a way to feel good going into this game, and that's really what I'm going to be zeroed in on the first 15, 20 minutes is how does Atlanta look? Do they look confident? Do they look like they can handle getting out of this funk that they're in?
Spending time on the WaitForIt.com outline this morning with Jason Longshore. He's going to be on the call this afternoon. Mike Conte for Atlanta United. And he is social. You can always find him at Longshore. At Longshore. Health. Is this a healthy team? Any injuries that are causing this team to misfire like we're seeing? That's the other thing you worry about. Physically, is everybody where they need to be?
Yeah, I don't think it's down to injuries. You are missing Steon Gregerson and Tristan Muyamba, and Muyamba especially was playing very, very well before he was injured in Philadelphia. So that's been a miss for sure. You've missed Derek Williams as well. He is back in contention today. Would not be surprised to see him play significant minutes today, and he's a big leadership factor in that back line. That's part of it. You know, I don't think it's all of it. I really... You know, we were talking about this in a cheap plug on The Intersection on Thursday night, myself and Noel. We were talking about how you get these similarities between soccer and basketball. And it's really the only other sport that I can think of where you see confidence manifest itself in the way that a team plays. You know, you start missing shots and that can be contagious. In soccer, I think it has a factor too, just the free-flowing nature of the two sports. It's more of that than the absences, although Derek Williams could be an impactful return today just because of his experience. And, you know, guys who've been around the block a few more times than maybe some of the younger players can handle those ebbs and flows that you get in a game and in a season a little bit better. Hopefully Williams can provide a little more stability to the group today if he gets in.
Also, don't forget, you know, each and every week, Jason Longshore has Atlanta Soccer Tonight for you. Just gets you all set with everything that get you ready for Atlanta United and see if they get you can come up with a positive outcome this week. I was with Jason earlier this week, and it was really exciting to be with you in the soccer down here and just see some people and some of the enthusiasm, not just for the game now, but for what is to come. And I thought it was very interesting. I'm so glad I was invited to be a part of it. We can share a little bit about what it was and just a little meet and greet, but just some of the people who are going to be involved with what we're going to be seeing in the coming months and just starting to get together. I believe some things like this are starting to happen, you know, with some great frequency as we get closer.
Yeah, it's only going to increase. And what I'm loving that I'm starting to see and hopefully having an impact on, because I think it's really important. You know, we talk Atlanta United all the time, and that's the day-to-day, and we need to, and we should. And it's, you know, the touchstone for a lot of people in the soccer community and the city and in the state. But there's so much else going on. And you have 30-plus college programs at all the different levels, hundreds of high school programs, and you're into the Sweet 16 right now. A few teams have to finish up Sweet 16 games. this weekend or on Monday because of weather last night. Next week, it's the quarterfinals and the semifinals. It's not just the old, you know, established powerhouses in the metro area that are making runs in the state tournament. You got youth soccer everywhere, men's, women's. It's everybody is affecting the growth of soccer in the state and in this region. And I think you're starting to see more of those connections between the different groups. And it's something that, you know, in my life being in soccer in this area, it's been kind of walled off in certain areas. You know, like it's been siloed in certain areas. Youth has been separate from pro. College has been a different universe than the professional side. The high school game is separate from the youth club side. I think you're starting to see a lot of that breakdown. And it needs to, because for the health of the game, it's not just the World Cup coming. It's not just Atlanta United. It's every single aspect of it, because they all impact the game for the next generation of kids coming through. But there's so many connecting points between pro, college, high school, youth, international, that we need to build those connections. And it's cool to see that coming together.
Man, I got three more questions for him, but we're up against it. So I'm going to have to say, but actually they're not time sensitive.
Okay.
Because it has to do with, as he was talking about, the growth, Jason, and the reasons for it, and there are many. And I just speculate on a couple, you know, is there going to be another need for another Messi? Well, there's only one Messi, and Cristiano Ronaldo's not coming here. So who's going to be that all-time great or great that comes and maybe works?
You don't need it.
Pardon?
You don't need it, I don't think.
Okay.
I think you're past it, and Messi, you're right, is special. You know, there'll be another, or maybe it's Lamine Yamal, who's at Barcelona right now and isn't even 18 and scoring incredible goals in the Champions League this past week. Maybe he's the next global icon.
Right.
He's incredible. I mean, 100 games at less than 18 years old, it's insane. Maybe he's that guy. You know, he might be. And maybe he plays in the U.S. in 15 years, in 10 years. Who knows? It's possible, but even Messi, if Messi didn't come, it's not like this stuff doesn't happen. I think you get accelerated elements when somebody like Messi shows, but it's not essential. It's not Pelé coming in the 70s. It's not even, I think, Beckham, who just turned 50. When he came to MLS, that had a profound impact on the business of soccer in this country. Right. I don't know if there's anybody that is necessary to do that ever again. Doesn't mean they won't be impactful when they show up here, but it's not necessary because all of the roots are strong now like they weren't back then.
There you go.
Yeah.
No better spokesperson for the sport. Jason, as always, buddy, thank you, and look forward to having you here in the studio with us soon, but have a great call with Mike Conte
today.
Have
a great call, man.
Appreciate it.
There you go, Jason Longshore. And as he said, Mike Conte on the call. Atlanta United versus Nashville. Pre-kick at 1:30, kick at 2:30. You can hear it right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sam Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you on the Odyssey app.
Hey.
Yeah, perfect timing. Hey, you know Dukes and Bell are going to be out and about this upcoming week. Twin Peaks. Be listening for that. Be a lot of Twin Peaks and Buffalo's Cafes and CeCe's Pizza and Calhoun and Andy and Randy.
And the thing about it is, when we're out and about, come out and holler at your folks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Come out and holler at any of our crew from here at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You hear us every day. You listen to the station, and we thank you for that. But when we're out in the community, you know, you get a chance to stop by.
You know, I saw this week? We saw her just on TV, Jen Hobby.
Yeah.
I ain't seen Jen in a minute.
Okay.
I mean, like, literally up here.
Right, right.
So.
Yeah, she's busy.
Shout out to Jen on this May 3rd. Rest in peace. Would have been his birthday today. We just lost him, Greg Gumbel.
Yeah, man.
Would have been his birthday.
Yeah, March Madness is not the same this year.
Yeah. Talk about one of those comets who came and sort of went. Christopher Cross.
Yeah.
I mean, a million hits like Greg.
And the thing of it is, you know, you hear him play something, you say, oh, yeah.
Arthur.
He's one of them, oh, yeah, type guys. He was, last fall, he was up here, Cherokee, Harris Cherokee. Yeah, he was doing the show up there.
He has such a dude bro look to be like the easy listening guy. It's so crazy.
Say that again.
He has such a dude bro look. Like he's on stage with his like his Warren Moon jersey and his dad's shoes and silly. He's like, where'd that come from?
You would think that'd come out of what's the dude's name? Will from Saturday Night Live? The curly hair. He looks kind of reminds me of him.
Will
Ferrell.
Ferrell, yeah.
Somebody like him, right?
That's what you would think. But anyway, it would have been, would have been. He's still with us. Christopher Cross's birthday today, along with Jeff Hornacek.
Okay.
He's one of them basketball players. Mm-hmm. Talk about guys you want one shot from. You wouldn't think about him. For our hockey fans out there, Ron Hextall.
Yeah.
Ron Hextall. Mm-hmm. Get him up there. Ty Lue, happy birthday. Getting ready for Game 7. His birthday today. That's the soccer player. Joseph Addai.
Okay.
And you know what he's responsible for? Peyton Manning's first Super Bowl ring. He is. Peyton Manning won that game against the Bears. Going against Grossman as a quarterback of the Bears. But that game was the nasty. The only thing good about that Super Bowl was the halftime show. And that was Prince.
But the that was the one, right?
The nasty weather.
Yeah.
And the Colts had to run the ball. And it was Joseph Addai who did that. So it's his birthday today. And turning 35 years old, happy birthday to the man of the black, who wears the black hat on the PGA Tour, or now the LIV Tour, Brooks Koepka.
You think so?
Yeah, I do. Okay. Well, remember they used to pit him against what? They tried to make that a thing with DeChambeau.
Yep.
And just, yeah. But no, that's
before all of them got the pocket load for money just for showing up.
And I don't know what's going on with that thing.
You know what I mean?
I thought they worked everything out where everybody could come and sing Kumbaya again and play all. Not so much, huh?
Nah.
Well, happy birthday to him. What are you going to do? When was the last time, other than a major, that you said, I got to go see these guys play?
Yep, and that's the thing. And this golf a sport can afford that? You know, that's the other thing. Can they afford to have something that, you know, okay, you got to go watch these guys over here or these guys over here. And you want to see everybody, all the best together. That's what makes the majors such a big deal, or even the Olympics last year, when you want to see all the best together. You need to see that. Golf needs that.
But Speaking of which.
But, you know, they got the other thing now where everybody got the cash. And you wonder how long is the commitment going to be there for the LIV Tour folk. Mm-hmm. They proved their point. They proved that they could come in and disrupt the PGA Tour. They could throw some money away and pull away some of the top talent. You know, they've proven that. So how long is that a toy they want to play with?
Because, well, if they get a TV contract that, you know, shows some sort of legs and traction.
Is anybody watching it?
When they get one that people are clamoring toward.
They've had one. They've had a TV deal.
They've had a TV deal, but nothing. It obviously isn't working in a way that they would like. Now, I don't know what the logistics, the bottom line is for them, but here's the thing with the sport. Who's making people go to the TV to watch golf, period?
But I'm just saying. Other than golf fans, but at least all the more reason to put all of your best together. And that's the thing.
That's a them problem, though. I'm just saying.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Even if you got all the best together, at least you're going to have names you recognize and the caliber of competition. You know, you go so-and-so in the PGA Tour won this week. Okay, well, who's out there with him? You know, that's the whole thing. So, I mean, even if you say Netic, Pied Piper that everybody's going to follow, but at least you're going to have the competition there that's going to be that you know whoever wins that they're beating a field and it really has a field that's going to challenge him. And that's all I'm saying.
As we sit and talk about this, though, and think about the things that are in place sports-wise, not just performing in them, but also watching, this is what pops into my head when I listen to Jason, who we just had on, Jason Longshore, and talking about the growth of soccer. Not the growth of it so much, but how it's permeated and how it's handled in certain areas. And I always just feel like sports like golf, to some extent, they're going to have just a hard time getting to that next level in the way that they want to because there are so many choices. Moreover, with streaming now a part of it, it ain't just about getting on NBC, ABC, CBS, and Fox. Now you got to go find in certain areas, and if people don't have that package, they don't see the sport. It has become a spider's web. And when it comes to a sport that needs eyeballs on it or some sort of participation, it's an uphill battle. I think about that when I hear Jason and others talk about their particular sport and how it's been maneuvering around and growing.
Yeah. Well, soccer's growing because soccer's influencing everything. Everything is trying to go for that two-hour window. And soccer's driving everything.
Well, I know you're talking about the in-season tournaments.
In-season tournaments and the you know, right around 2 hours or so for your event that people can plan on what they're going to do afterwards. And so soccer provides you with that.
Okay. All right, listen, before we get on out of here, we started something during the show, at the beginning of the show here. We talked about the announcement made that Greg Popovich is not going to be on the sidelines, and they've named his successor.
Successor.
Say that three times fast.
Take your time with that.
Anyway, it's who has been with the team for a while and to the point where his job was to work with Wemby last year. He was his shooting coach. And now they have the defensive player of the year on this team. You have a core that's going to be there if handled properly. They're going to be that next juggernaut. They could be what Oklahoma City is now.
True.
In a couple of years. Or their competition. So again, as we talked about this and then we got talking about Pop, wondered where his place was in the top 10. And how many other guys can you think of that are, I'm not necessarily ahead of him, because if you start with Red Auerbach, and you go down, where do you put Pop? You put him before Phil Jackson or after Phil Jackson? Well, that's a discussion. You put him ahead of Pat Riley or after Pat Riley?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. But when you get past those guys, then where do you go? You got to put him there. But I've got on my list, you got Pop, you got Red Auerbach, Phil Jackson, Pat Riley. I put Rudy T on mine.
Okay.
Back-to-back championships.
Looking for Casey Jones.
Casey Jones is there. Hubie Brown is there. And because you guys wouldn't give me a definitive answer, I went and stuck Eric Spoelstra on there, whether you thought he should be on there or not. My question is, to round out the top 10, is there two more you can think of?
Wow. You don't think of coaches. I mean, you had other guys at Boston, too. You had Bill Russell, who player coached, and also you had Tom Heinsohn, who's there as well.
I wouldn't put Tommy Heinsohn on there. I don't consider that 1 year that, even though he won the chip, those guys are on such cruise control.
Don Nelson?
I'll tell you who I'm thinking. Who's your boy out west?
Ramsey.
Jack. Yes, Jack. Dr. Jack.
Jack Ramsey. Okay. And you ain't mentioned Chuck Daly.
Well, there's the list right there.
Yeah, man. How you gonna leave Daddy Rich off?
Well, you left him off too at the end of the show. You just now bringing him up. Okay, so we got Dr. Jack.
And not just that, the man has some threads now.
Well, he was a minute behind Pat Riley.
Okay, but he's in a different city. See, Pat Riley was L.A. and Daddy Rich was Motor City, man. And, you know, but still,
they got nice suits in Detroit.
Them dudes could dress, man.
Yeah, they did. They that was all about that too. And how did I leave him off? You're right.
They could dress and they could coach.
Now you know that there's people screaming at us.
Larry Brown.
No, and that's a scream. But no, you should be ashamed too. Because this is somebody you talk to. And I feel ashamed that we've gone this whole show and we ain't put on Lenny Wilkins.
Yeah, well, we got it. Yeah, right.
You see what I mean?
Right.
Got to put Lenny on there. So who we take? We take Spoelstra, you gone. You gone. Put Lenny Wilkins on here. All right. But, again, how do we get that far?
So I was right.
What's that?
So I was right.
Well, you always right. What you talking
LOL.
About?
LOL.
Pardon?
I said LOL. Sorry, Eric.
You got to
give you number 11.
Yeah, but I didn't hear you say nothing about it. You should be ashamed. You should be the most ashamed because you are the roots of Atlanta sports. And how you not let
both
4 hours
of them?
Go
I kind
of
feel bad about not mentioning Chuck Daly too, because Chuck Daly was one of the coolest 80 coaches there was.
Yeah, absolutely.
And again, dream team coach. Just how you what he did and what they did interrupting, as they like to say, the garden party, the NBA garden party, coming in there and taking a weed whacker to everything for those 2 years. Listen, we're going to get on out of here. Is Mr. Freaky, he's up next, Mr. Freaky. No telling where he is going to go.
Yeah. I'm thinking probably Dodgers Braves for sure, big time, with that being that happening. That game is set for 7:15 this evening, so hopefully whatever rain we have this afternoon will blow out in time. Spencer Schwellenbach will get the start for the Braves. Roki Sasaki will be the starter for the Dodgers, as the Braves will try to take the second game of this three-game set.
And as you look at the game sevens that are happening, any one of those two you want to pick, you got a favorite for? You want to see the Clippers breakthrough? You want to see Ty Lue breakthrough finally on his birthday? Are they playing tonight? Because today's his birthday.
Yep.
Okay, they're the game seven tonight. Yeah. Again, I mixed emotions with this one because I feel about it.
I'm pulling for Clippers, but I'm feeling like Denver's going to win. I think Denver's going to get it.
That's going to be just all around leave a nasty taste in the Clippers' mouth because now they're not getting beat by the regular coach. They're getting beat by the assistant coach. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They could win,
right.
But Ty don't need to be beaten by the assistant coach. he really doesn't. Oklahoma City, is it their chip to lose this year?
He's looking like that. It really is looking like that. And it's been a team that, you know, some folks have tried to ignore. Or some people say, oh, the wheels are going to fall off. Oh, it's going to be different when they get to the playoffs.
Yeah. I think Golden State had its window shut. They go at it tomorrow for their game seven. I just think Houston and Udoka has got these guys focused. They got slapped around a little bit by Golden State. But I don't know that the gas is still in the tank enough for Golden State right now. Much as I like to see them ascend,
right.
We know the team, you know, and you want to see them do well, and I love me some Jimmy Butler. But.
And what a difference he's made.
Yes, he has. When healthy.
He's made a big difference.
So, looking forward to those two. Anyway, what are we doing today? Are we just trying to dodge the rain?
Trying to dodge the rain until the Derby. Yeah, to put something, I'm trying to think of what I'm going to, if I'm going to grill me a little something. You know, for the Derby today.
You're gonna call Julie and you're gonna give her $2 to put down on journalism. That's what you're gonna do. And for everybody else,
journalism at 3-1 odds, starting from the 8th position, right in the middle of the gate when they open it.
You guys, I put up a fresh casting call. There are jobs in front of and behind the camera. The John Madden Project, Santa Maria, looking for football players, but they're also looking for a number of other types. You'll see that in the Rose Law casting. But Greg.Clarkson. Odyssey.com if you have any questions about any of this stuff having to do with the industry and where it is right now. And you can see the list also up on Get Cast with Greg on X. Noel, thank you for everything that you did today. Mr. Crenshaw, have yourself a big day.
You do as well.
We will talk to you soon. For the rest of you, have a wonderful rest of your Saturday. It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Talk to you next week.